This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. Steinway & Sons is a proud sponsor of Between the Keys, featuring Jed Distler. More information about Steinway & Sons, makers of handcrafted pianos since 1853, is available at www.steinway.com. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I'm really glad that you are here with me this week for another edition of Between the Keys. It's July 4th, and the United States has turned 239 years old, and perhaps this is an appropriate holiday to celebrate the OYAPs. Okay, I'm sure you are asking, what's an OYAP? That's O-Y-A-P. OYAP is actually an acronym that stands for Outstanding Young American Pianist. I think it was Gary Grafman who coined that acronym, OYAP, when discussing the group of American pianists, including himself, who emerged on the scene in the years following World War II. And that group included, of course, himself, Gary Grafman, along with Leon Fleischer, Eugene Isteman, Byron Janis, Raymond Lewenthal, Julius Katchen, many, many others. William Capel was a little older, but he is still included in that group, and perhaps one also should mention Constance Keane. Yet there also were important American pianists from an earlier generation, like Earl Wilde, Sidney Foster, and Rosalind Turek. But there was an American pianist who taught at the Juilliard School whose pupils included William Capel, Raymond Lewenthal, and Rosalind Turek. Also, Alexis Weissenberg, too. That was Olga Samaroff. She was born in 1882. She died in 1948. And I thought that we could start by exploring one of the roots of this American generation of pianists in some American music. So let's hear Olga Samaroff playing The White Peacock by the American composer Charles Tomlinson Griffiths. music by Charles Tomlinson Griffiths, The White Peacock. That's a recording from the 1920s, and the pianist was Olga Samarov. Let's go now to music by Rachmaninoff, The Polichinelle in F-sharp minor, with pianist Gary Graffman. Music by Sergei Rachmaninoff, The Polichinelle in F-sharp minor, with Gary Graffman at the piano, recorded in 1962. Although Julius Katchen certainly was considered an outstanding young American pianist when he started to attract attention in the 1940s, he actually made Paris his home base over the course of his tragically short career. He died of cancer at the young age of 43 in 1969. Yet he left behind many wonderful recordings, including a highly regarded cycle encompassing the complete solo piano works of Johannes Brahms. I happen to love his early recording of the Brahms F minor piano sonata, especially the finale. It's really irrepressible and has great energy and verve and confidence. And if you listen to this, you will understand what I mean. Thank you. The finale of the Piano Sonata No. 3 in F minor by Johannes Brahms, recorded in 1949 with Julius Katchen at the piano. I think that was his first commercial recording, and if it was, my goodness, what a debut. To a younger generation of listeners and to many collectors of piano recordings, Leon Fleischer probably is best known for his performances of the Beethoven and Brahms concertos with George Sell and the Cleveland Orchestra, but he also was involved with the music of his time. perhaps more so during his years as a conductor, but he did make a marvelous piano album devoted to American composers. And from that, let's hear the third of three barcaroles by Ned Roram. Music of Ned Roram, the third of his three barcaroles, performed by Leon Fleischer. Here's a virtuoso showpiece by the American composer Giancarlo Menotti, his Ricercare and Toccata on a theme from The Old Maid and the Thief. This piece had a bit of popularity in the 1950s and has kind of faded from the repertoire, but it's a very effective piece, and I'd like to share with you a 1955 recording by Raymond Lewenthal. Thank you. That was the Ricercare and Toccata on a theme from The Old Maid and the Thief, composed by Giancarlo Menotti. The pianist was Raymond Lewenthal. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and you are listening to Between the Keys on July 4th, and we are featuring the OYAPs. That's O-Y-A-P. OYAP being an acronym for Outstanding Young Pianist. And the OYAPs traditionally refer to the American pianists who came of age in the years following World War II. The American pianist William Capel, who was born in 1922, was kind of a big brother and inspirational figure to the OYAPs. He died in a tragic plane crash en route home from a tour in Australia. He was only 31 years old. His recordings always have held a fascination and a special place among piano mavens and fellow pianists alike. Let's listen to his 1951 studio recording of Franz Liszt's Hungarian Rhapsody No. 11 in A minor.
Thank you.
music of Franz Liszt, the Hungarian Rhapsody No. 11 in A minor, with the legendary American pianist William Kapell. One of Kapell's fellow Olga Samaroff students at Juilliard, actually of an older generation, was Rosalind Turek. She was born in 1914. Some sources give 1913. She died in 2003. Her reputation essentially was that as a Bach specialist, yet earlier in her career, she played quite a wide variety of repertoire. In fact, she made her Carnegie Hall debut playing the Brahms Second Piano Concerto with Eugene Ormandy in the Philadelphia Orchestra. Some of her live performances in works other than those of Bach have been issued on CD. Let's hear one of these. This is from Debussy's piano suite Etampes, the second movement entitled La Soirée dans Grenade.
Thank you.
The pianist Rosalind Turek, who was known as the High Priestess of Bach, and one of her rare excursions outside of the temple, so to speak, in music of Claude Debussy, La Soirée d'Engrenade. Although Eugene Istomin commanded a virtuoso technique that could take care of anything, he also cultivated lyricism and sensitivity, as you will hear in Chopin's G minor nocturne.
Thank you.
The Nocturne in G minor, opus 15, number 3 by Chopin, performed by Eugene Istomin, or do I say Eugene Istomin? I really should know better. Anyway, we are going to conclude by moving closer to our time, mainly because I would like to pay tribute to a friend and colleague, the composer Daniel Brubaker, who passed away recently after battling a long illness. He was only 66. His second piano concerto, completed in 2001, is a big, vibrant, and very tuneful work. And it had its premiere just one day after 9/11, on September 12th, 2001. And it must have been quite a cathartic experience for the audience members to share such powerfully uplifting music together. We will conclude this program with the final movement. The Berklee Symphony Orchestra, Kent Nagano conducting, and at the piano, Jerome Kuderna.
Thank you.
Pianist Jerome Cruderna performing the late Daniel Brubaker's Piano Concerto No. 2, we heard the third and final movement. I think this live performance is a perfect conclusion to a program celebrating American pianists. You can hear previous episodes as webcasts on the station's website, wwfm.org. You can find complete playlists for each and every Between the Keys episode by visiting my personal website, www.jeddistler.com. I look forward to being with you next week at this time. This is Jed Distler, Artist in Residence for the Classical Network. Between the Keys is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. Have a safe July 4th.